listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So, Jonas, we're looking at these three gigantic monster games.
Yeah, that's right. And let's get it started with one in the NFL. We've got the Baltimore Ravens on the road to take on the Seattle Seahawks. Right now on pregame.com, Seattle is a three-point favorite.
Now, listen, we're going to say this succinctly because we say it a lot. We say it a lot because it's important. Three is the most valuable number in the NFL. If a game has a line around three, the favorite wins by exactly three, nearly 10% of the time. So if you're laying 3.5 instead of three, you're going to lose when it falls three. And if you're laying 2.5 instead of three, you're going to win when it falls three. It's that important. I like Baltimore at 3.5, but man, I'm tempted not to. It's like one of those things, I want to do it, but something's holding me back. Here's why I want to do it. I believe Seattle is overrated. And we've done this exercise before. It bears repeating. What's Seattle's impressive wins? You know, when you win at home by one on a Thursday against the Rams, that's not a bad. I'm not saying Seattle's the 20th best team. I'm saying some people say they're the fourth or fifth best.
Yeah.
I think they're the 10th or 12th best. And that way, as we look at the Rams dropping off, that win doesn't blow me away. Beating the Steelers, the game Big Ben goes down in the first quarter on the road, it's not horrible, but that's not. So what is what jumps out at anyone?
There isn't one. Browns last week on the road.
And again, that was a tight one.
Four wins by a total of 8 points.
Yeah, so that's good. And if you think about that, imagine if they'd be 1-5?
Yeah.
A couple of field goals. Well, I guess it had to be a field goal in every game. But I mean, literally, they're that far away from being 1-5. That doesn't mean they should be 1-5, but they probably, when there's coin flips, little hint here, Vegas inside, you should win 50% of them.
Yep.
Right? And they're winning more than 50%. So intrinsically, that means they're going to be overrated, because the best way, probably the best way to find overrated teams are the teams that are winning the close games. Because Freddie Fanny Pack, Barney at the bar, those guys look at the record with so much fidelity. They feel so strongly about, that's a winner. Okay. Most of the time, it's a coin flip.
Yep.
When there are the close games. So if you win more than half, you're probably overrated. If you lose more than half, you're probably underrated. The reason I don't love it, even at 3.5, this Baltimore defense is not good, all right? And Lamar Jackson, to me, is still unproven. And what we've seen is sometimes he's running a lot, sometimes he's passing a lot. I just don't know. And it feels like the gig is going to be up, the gig is up, I'm not sure of the phrase. The jig is going to be up soon, I'm thinking, because you can only, you don't, trick people. It feels like they're being tricky.
Yep.
And if someone's being tricky, I'm not saying don't be tricky if you have tricks up your sleeve, but when you run out of tricks, what's left? And it feels like Baltimore has been trickier than they maybe would be if they didn't need to be, because you could hold those tricks back. Remember, there's the famous story of Belichick had a play against Baltimore he was holding back. They played in the regular season. He didn't use it on him. He was waiting for the playoffs. Yep. Right now, you can hold those tricks back a little bit. And Harbaugh's a good coach. I think all the tricks is telling us that he's not super confident yet with Lamar. And when I say tricks, I'm not talking trick plays. I'm talking about schematic stuff, etc. So I have a strong lean towards Baltimore. I'm not sure if I'm going to bet it.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We have got big games coming up this weekend in the NFL and in college football. We're going to start off in college, the big one in the Big Ten on Saturday night. Number 16, Michigan at number 7, Penn State. Right now, the Nittany Lions are a 9-point favorite on pregame.com.
And I like and have bet Penn State here -9. And it's all about a fade of Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. Here's what Jim Harbaugh is his entire career at Michigan as an underdog. He's 0-7. So I'll use RJ's voice for dumb guy. Well, they're supposed to lose the game.
You're saying I'm dumb?
No.
Oh,
you're
the dumb guy voice.
Dumb guy voice. Well, they're supposed to lose the game. That's why they're an underdog. So he's 0-7. So what? But the spread factors that into the equation. That is the expectation. And in those seven games as an underdog, Harbaugh is failing to cover the spread by 10 points per game. On the road, in Happy Valley, whiteout, probably the most hostile environment in all of college football this season. I like Penn State. I bet Penn State -9.
The logic to me of Harbaugh not covering as a dog, and let's say if it's 1-6 or 0-7, it's a variation on a theme. He's underperforming in those roles.
Yep.
When you have a physical team that is an underdog, oftentimes you're being out physical.
Yep.
And when that's the case, what do you got left? Right? And we've seen that with the Wisconsins of the world. Typically, they will do well even as underdogs if it's a small dog. You get to the, you know, speed kills. You get to the place where you just can't compete. And I think it goes back to recruiting. In hindsight, is Harbaugh recruiting at a high level, or at least a top 10 type level? Because that's what Ohio State does, for sure. That's the expectations. He's losing against those teams. If anything, he's been hyper consistent against the teams he's better than.
Yep.
Right? So he's more physical, this team, than most, but when he's not, he doesn't have another punch.
Yep, I like that.
And keep in mind,
he smells.
So you gotta add it all up.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Number 17, Arizona State at number 13, Utah on pregame.com. The Utes are a 13.5-point favorite.
And I like Arizona State here plus the 13.5. But first, I must admit, I was wrong about Herm Edwards. Here's a guy that I was very skeptical of Herm being a success in college. Hadn't coached in college since 1989, hadn't coached anywhere in 10-plus years, and yet, of all these coaches, the Scott Frost, all these guys, Chip Kelly's that have been hired in a year or two, it's Herm Edwards that's had the most success. And check this out, RJ.
Can you think of anyone that was a fan of Edwards coming in?
RJ Bell was.
And my thinking was, quite simply, what it takes to be a coach these days is more of a CEO. And a guy that's been on TV that's got those qualities at minimum is going to do better than people think. And I think to some degree we're seeing that with Gruden.
Yeah, and in 19 games so far as a head coach, Herm Edwards has yet to lose a game by more than 11. Spreads 13.5. Give me the Sun Devils.
All right, so that's a bet.
Yep, that is a bet.
Two bets. Yes. Two bonus best bets. I'm not going to go crazy here on the Thursday night game. That was Brad Powers, by the way, on Twitter, at Brad Powers 7. All one jumbled word. Here's my thinking, and Doug Gottlieb really got me thinking this way just from the segment we did earlier. Denver altitude, Denver physical defense. If Mahomes is less than 100%, and I think he is, Denver on the road on a short week is probably the perfect storm against Kansas City. Altitude makes you tired. Playing defense makes you tired. They're going to play a lot of defense against a running team. It's very possible that Denver dominates this game. And I also think it's very possible Mahomes is better than we think, and they dominate. So what I would say is, if you like Denver, bet the money line. This feels like a game that it really could be a surprising result. I would avoid teasers because teasers are buying points, and I would look to say high variance. Like, I'd love to take Denver laying 6.5 with a big payoff. Obviously, you'd have to get a big payoff on it. So not an official pick because we don't force those. I would say, though, if you like Denver, look at the money line. Tomorrow, pick Palooza, baby.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.